Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That. This is the short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, all you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/podcast and you can ask anything. I mean, seriously, people ask us wild stuff. So please do. All right. The first question, let's do the work question first. We got a question in from Ken from Atlanta. I love Atlanta. So I love everything about Atlanta. The only thing that's a little odd about Atlanta, no offense to Atlanta people, is so many streets are named with the word peach tree. I never understood that. I don't get it. Like, where's the creativity in the street names? Do you know that over 50 streets have the name peach tree in it in Atlanta? That's like weird. Anyway, love Atlanta though. All right, what's the question, Ken? All right, Ken's question is, what is an underutilized technique that crushes it in email marketing specifically? All right, good question, a little out there, but I'm going to give you one. Here's one that I don't think marketers leverage enough, and I got a bunch of examples to share with you, and that is the idea of myth busting tied into any of the offers that you are doing. Let me first give you the stat, and then I'll explain to you what I mean by myth busting. The stat is this: when you have myth busting tied to your offer versus just a regular offer, the myth-busting offer version on average has a 30% higher conversion rate for both business and consumer. And what you want to think about myth-busting, this is in your subject line, in the headline of your email, on your landing page. Whatever is the biggest myth about your product, about your service, about your industry, you want to address it head on. I think marketers make the mistake of saying, you know what? I know people think that we're not good at this, or our product is too expensive, or it's not good for this, or they shouldn't buy it because of this, or they shouldn't hire us because of this. We're going to ignore that. We're going to talk about the benefits that we think are valuable. No, you need to take whatever it is, that thing that you know that people are avoiding, your product, your service, your company, your sector, and you want to address it head on, because that's actually the thing that's holding people back from working with you, from buying your thing. I'll give you examples. First, on the consumer side, how about Dollar Shave Club? Their go-to-market is dispelling the myth that subscription razor services lock you in, and they dispel the myth by emphasizing the flexibility of their easy cancellation, right? Or how about Bombas? They're all about trying to counter the myth that athletic socks are all the same by highlighting that they have this like blister prevention thing. Because you know, you go, you're like, oh, what's the difference between this sock or that sock? But they are busting that myth. Or how about Quip, the toothbrush, right? They're all about busting the myth that their electric toothbrushes are not expensive, and that not all electric toothbrushes are expensive, because that's what everybody thinks. And that is an obstacle they need to overcome. So they showcase how affordable it is and how simple it is. And this is what we want to do. Whatever is the thing that you already know to be the thing holding back your sales, your performance, that is the number one thing that you should be using in your marketing, because that's why you're not getting the business. I'll give you an example. Let's talk about on the B2B side, on the business side. How about DocuSign? How did they use myth busting? They constantly are using myth busting about the legality and security of e-signatures and how it's okay to use them for legal documents. Because everyone's like, well, I don't know if I can use DocuSign because this is a legal document. No. So their go-to-market is to say, no, you can. It's okay. Or how about Grammarly, right? We all use Grammarly. I have horrible grammar. But Grammarly is constantly in their marketing telling everybody, listen, Grammarly is not just for students. And they showcase how professionals are using it. So Grammarly is constantly trying to overcome the myths about their company. Canva is the same way, right? Canva is constantly debunking myths around design skills being required to create professional graphics. And now everybody can create professional graphics. So when you are leveraging myth busting, you are literally saying, what is the one thing that we need to overcome to get our sales of our product, our service, or whatever, and incorporate that into your subject line, to which testimonials you highlight, to what's on your headline of your email, to what's on your destination page, and it radically changes the conversions and the performance of your marketing. All right, before we get to the epically ridiculous question, I want to let everybody know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. What's a Marigold? Marigold is an amazing platform for all of your marketing. I use Marigold to send out my emails. Now, you may have heard some of the brands that have become part of Marigold, things like Cheetah Digital or My Emma or Sail Through or Campaign Monitor. This is all part of Marigold, okay? And I use Marigold to send out billions of emails. I've been using them for years, and they have an amazing piece of content they just came out with that you could download for free. It is Marigold's 2024 State of Loyalty Report. And loyalty is not just about having a point system or something like that. It details out how you can incorporate segmentation and personalization to really create loyalty. If you want to get this thing, just go to jschwedelson.com/Marigold, and you can download Marigold's 2024 State of Loyalty Report and check them out. Great company, great service. All right, let's get on to the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Jen from Michigan. Oh, she actually writes, go blue. I guess she's a big Michigan fan. I feel a Tom Brady question coming on here. Tom Brady went to Michigan. That's why I feel like a Tom Brady question is coming on here. All right, Jen, what do you got? Jay, did you watch the Tom Brady roast, and would you be open to being roasted? Okay, this is a fair question. So many of you may know on Netflix, Tom Brady, the former quarterback of the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he was roasted live on Netflix, and a zillion people watched this thing. And I mean, he was really roasted. There was one comedian, Nikki Glaser. She was phenomenal. I mean, she crushed it. Now, what do I think about this roast? I think Tom Brady is ridiculous. I like Tom Brady a lot. Super cool dude, inspiring, all that stuff. But he's very famous. He didn't need to be more famous. And afterwards, he came out with a statement saying, you know, I didn't think it through, and I didn't really think about how the roast might affect my family and people in my life, and maybe it wasn't the best idea. It's like, seriously? I gave that roast like 1 minute of consideration. I'm like, this is not going to end well. I mean, they're going to be saying some rough things. That's why it's called a roast. So I was a little bit like, what are we doing? Like, Tom Brady does not need to be more famous. He doesn't need to be front and center. So a roast is really good if you're like a B-level celebrity, because it kind of puts you back into the limelight. But if you're Tom Brady, you don't need to be doing this. Like, come on, dude. You don't need to be doing this. I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, Ben Affleck, I was a little worried about him. I don't know what he was doing on that roast. Kevin Hart was great. Jeff Ross was on there. That dude is like the roast master, like the king of all roasts. That's a very sad job. That's what I was thinking about when I watch him. All he does is rip on people. I mean, for a living, that's not nice. That's not fun. I don't know. So would I allow myself to get roasted? No. Why would anybody allow themselves to get roasted? That's horrible. And listen, I already know what everybody's going to say about me, and it's not good. It is not good. So no roasting for Jay. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I already get roasted enough by every time I do a podcast episode, people send me in emails and they tell me I'm a giant nerd, and that's fine. That's enough roasting for me. So, all right, I appreciate you checking this episode out. Also, check out our longer episode, The End of the Week. Give this thing a review. Register for Guru Conference, guruconference.com. You rock, and don't get roasted. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketer. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.